Right. I think you guys all understand that.
I think we all
have concerns. I think we all share those same concerns. As far as the county buying something.
No, we weren't talking about
buying. If the board donated it to the county.
I don't know that they can do that. I don't know.
Well, if it's their option, they could. Would the county, we decided that, would the county take and maintain it?
Here's something to think of whenever, so in those circumstances, if the county were to take it, then it'd be a government entity. So a lot of the things that you guys wanted for it to continue to be, we could no longer do.
Such
as? I don't know that you'd want to have weddings there, because then we'd have to open up to all weddings. Different religious facilities, you wouldn't want us to open up, because we'd have to open up to all religions. So I think there's a lot of things. I think that would open up a can of worms that we would probably more than likely be happy to discuss, but I don't know if that's the option you really want to do. I think you need to think about it before that's something, because
really
that could open up.
Is there a difference between the Taney Center and the pavilions that the county built? And we appreciate those pavilions, that's scattered throughout. They're a great benefit to the people, the community, but in essence, it's a really nice pavilion, with heat and air. Nice parking.
I think it goes back to the intended use.
Doesn't the park board control them?
They don't.
Yes, you're correct.
The park board.
Park board.
Yeah. Well, this is getting into something that's not. So the park board is actually appointed by the county, and we're the ones that provide the funds and pretty much allow them to do what they need to do for those buildings. So that's.
Scott, thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Bonnie Melton, BonnieMelton. If the county can't take it, why couldn't the park board take it? The park board's already established. They put up all this. And we just need to keep our county pavilion where we can use it. I have reservations there this year.
Essentially, the park board is the county.
It is the county park board. That's what I'm wondering. Would you see on the park board about getting it transferred to them?
It would get transferred to the county. It would be us.
It would be to you. So we're right back where we started. We're in a circle here. So... anyway, that would be my concern. There's a park board and there's a fair board. Somebody could be controlling this Taney Center.
Now, the fair board's, they're completely separate from the county.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But the park board's not.
The park board is not, correct.
Right now, I think we've got a lot of variables. And there is a meeting tomorrow, 10 at Taney Center.
We'll be there.
And they need to decide where the board wants to... you guys have decisions to make. So if they've halted the sale for now, then if they decide, the board members decide that they want to step down, I thought I heard people saying they were willing to step up. And you might get a copy of your bylaws, and I'm just throwing out thoughts because that needs to be settled.
Right.
Before, I'd suggest you guys have your meeting, and it's great that we're all willing to work together for what's the best of the citizens of the county all together. And, of course, in particular, this is the eastern side, but the western has rented, had occasions over there also. So it's the county.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm hearing, if Scott's able to speak on behalf of them, and I think he is, that you guys can work something out. The board may decide that they don't want to be the board anymore, and they're publicize a meeting of all those interested.
Yeah, they're going to discuss the contract tomorrow. It's more like a sale, and that sale is not happening tomorrow. I'm sure the contract or any kind of sale potential will be discussed tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And of course, any kind of real estate contract.
It would be about sale. Would be a sales contract. What other contract would there be?
the sales contract, but it takes two signatures, Rick, to toss it through the sales. I'm just saying the board's looking at the contract.
Yeah. And if I have a real estate contract to sell my house, if I back out on it and I don't do it on that day, then whatever the deposit is that they put down, then I'm going to stop there.
Yeah.
But nothing is final. If I list my house until I have the money in the hand and I've signed on those papers, is that the way you've handled the real estate? So you get the money?
Nothing's closed until it closes.
Until it closes.
The sales contract's a step toward closing.
Discussion you're having here is a step towards closing.
Correct.
I appreciate you guys being concerned. I appreciate mm-hmm. Go right ahead, sir.
I just wondered, will it be discussed in closed session, open session? I'd be up to the board. I've been discussing contract and closed session.
Well, it's on a...
I don't know enough about not-for-profits.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you everything about government and how we can do and what we can't do.
Yeah, we'd have to post it if we were going to.
Yeah, but as far as not-for-profits...
I don't know if they're posted. I'm not sure they're for
that.
Yeah. I would think they would want transparency. If I was in any part of either one of the groups, I would want total transparency.
Oh, yeah.
So is this meeting for tomorrow posted?
No.
Probably not.
It is a public entity being transferred to, potentially transferred to a mutual entity.
Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know.
I think the best thing right now is to talk with an attorney and try and figure out what your proper board is for the Taney Center. Try to get a proper board established, and I think they'll take care of your own problem.
So if the board steps down, then what can the county do?
If the board steps down, they need to elect a new board to act on behalf of the Taney Center.
So
they need to elect a board.
Do they have to do that in writing, the board?
I can't answer that.
Yeah, everything goes through the...
Everything should be in writing, right?
Everything should be, and then filed with the Secretary of State. I mean, you should be able to go online and see what all their yearly filings are.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's not in our realm.
And this actually comes out under the Attorney General.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See what we can do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
I'd be hard pressed to think that both parties would not want to work together on it.
I think they would.
I would. That we're a county that's grown larger, but we're a small county and I think we'll want to work for what's best.
Again, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank each of you for your concern. See you.
All right, we'll be in recess. We'll recess 10:08 a.m.